I cut it half.
Or could you cut it in two? Or
did
you ever say that?
In two,
cut
yeah.
it in two. Or if somebody's talking and they're just not making any sense, you could say, well, you know, don't listen to him. Or you could you say something like, don't
pay any attention. Mm-hmm.
Or don't pay them any mind or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, you do. Not paying attention to him, don't pay him any mind. Don't listen.
And if you're saying, oh, that doesn't bother me, would you ever say, oh, that doesn't make me no mind? Would you ever say something like that?
Well, I just said it didn't bother me.
I see.
I wouldn't think you said don't make me no mind.
I see. And if somebody's talking, they're being real nice and polite and sweet, you'd say, and they're trying to get something, you'd say, oh, she's trying to, you know, sweet talk him, or would you say sweet mouth, or?
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk, or flatter something.
Or flattering.
And when you're listening to something, and you would you say, when you're watching TV and you're listening to the sound, what would you say you're listening at?
I'm looking at that picture.
Were you listening at the TV?
And listening at that picture.
I see. Uh-huh.
Looking at it or listening at it, I'll usually listen to them. I sit here on this side
uh-huh.
of the stove and I hardly ever see it, but I hear it.
But you're warm though.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff. And when you're playing, have you ever played that game with your babies where, you know, they hid their hands over, you know, like that? And they said, you know, sometimes they said peepa or something.
Yes,
did you play
I did that?
That, yes. What would you call it?
Peekaboo.
Do you call it peekaboo? Mm-hmm. And when somebody said something about being surprised, did you ever use another word for that, like a bit snatched or?
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I see. And listen, when you've got just a small amount of something, would you say, I've got some little oil or something?
I've got a little oil.
Oh, I see.
I wouldn't say some, I just said I've got a little.
I see. And then you'd say, when you talk about you want to do something, you say, oh, I'd rather do this or instead of that. Could you say as that?
Yes.
I'd rather do this.
As that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. And what do you know another term for it, to introduce somebody? To knock down? Have you ever heard that? If somebody introduced somebody else, would you, well, you know,
no,
it's just introduce.
I never heard it say knock down.
Okay. When you say, when you're talking in a big argument, you get to the end of it, and they're trying to talk you around to going somewhere, and you say, well, I'm not going to go. And, you know, would you say still and all? Still and all, I'm not going to go.
I said, all you've talked, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, oh, yet and still I won't go?
Yes, I've seen that. I've said that.
But
yet,
yeah.
Yet I won't go.
I see.
They try to persuade me and they say, no, I'm not going.
Oh, I know, this is really hard. Okay, let me see. Could you give me the numbers from 1 to 20?
What numbers?
Just regular numbers, like.
Yes, I can see them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Uh-huh, they just tell us that, you know, ask something, you know, it's more to get, if you're saying the same way as people do, you know, in different parts of the country. So,
yeah.
So it's, you know, but I was wondering, you know, okay, after 26 comes,
27.
Mm-hmm. And then you get on up to the round numbers and you say after 29
comes 30.
And after 39.
After 39 comes 40. Mm-hmm. 49 comes 50. After 59 comes 60. Mm-hmm. After 69 comes 70. After 79 comes 80. After 89 comes 90. After 99 comes 100.
Mm-hmm. It's just there.